Welcome to the Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir's English podcast. Press release. The ongoing rampage of Jews in Gaza and Hashem necessitates immediate action to uproot the entity, not reconcile with it, in the footsteps of the, quote, peace of the brave. Syrian Foreign Minister Asad al-Shibani said in his first speech to the Security Council, quote, we have repeatedly declared our commitment that Syria will not pose a threat to any country in the region or the world, including, quote, Israel. Meanwhile, U.S. Congressman Corey Mills said he discussed security issues with Ashara to understand the nature of political transition in Syria towards free governance and democracy after the fall of the Assad regime. He indicated that Ashara showed openness to improving relations with, quote, Israel and initiating dialogue with it, and expressed willingness to work on preventing the transfer of weapons through Syria for attacks on, quote, Israel. Mills stated that, quote, Al-Shara wants relations with all Syria's neighboring countries, adding that Al-Shara told him Syria is interested, under appropriate conditions, in joining the Abraham Accords. He also explained to Al-Shara the steps the United States expects in order for the Trump administration to consider easing or lifting sanctions. Another U.S. Congress member who visited Damascus, Marlon Stutzman, stressed the importance of building personal relationships with the Syrian leadership, saying, quote, it is very important to have a friendly leader in Syria, not just an ally of the United States. Reuters reported that Syria informed the U.S. that President al-Shara formed a special committee to monitor the activities of Palestinian factions on Syrian soil and that Syria would not allow its territory to be used to threaten any party, including, quote, Israel. These statements come in parallel with the steps the United States has outlined that it wants Syria to take before it changes its stance. Dorothy Shea, the U.S. Deputy Representative to the United Nations, publicly announced these conditions, saying the United States wants Syrian authorities to renounce and fully suppress terrorism and adopt a policy of non-aggression toward neighboring countries. She added, the United States continues to monitor the actions of the interim authorities and will determine its measures based on their behavior. The core leadership must move beyond its past. The statements by al-Shibani reflecting the current Syrian administration's orientation were a major shock, indeed a thunderbolt for the people of Hashem, who witnessed the rampage and arrogance of the Jewish entity in Syrian cities in the clear absence of a principled and deterrent stance that would make Netanyahu and his entity forget their devilish schemes. With the continuous stream of peaceful statements toward the Jewish entity, the people of the Levant have every right to sound the alarm, as these are preludes to concrete steps on the ground, especially in the absence of any official denial from the current administration of the statements by Mills and Stutzman regarding normalization with the Jews and joining the Abraham Accords. These positions and statements clearly announce the fall of slogans that were raised throughout the years of the revolution. They reflect a state of retreat, decline, and reversal from past declarations that the fall of the tyrant Assad's regime would be followed by the fall of Tel Aviv. The new statements that pave the way for reconciliation with the Jewish entity and send messages of normalization to the killers of the prophets, those who declare war against Allah, His laws, and His worshippers, who have arrogantly and proudly intensified their killing of the Muslims of Gaza and beyond. Where then shall we place the verses of Allah that urge us to fight the kuffar disbelievers and raise the banner of jihad, so that the east and west of the earth are governed by Islam and led by the imam of its state? Where do we place the saying of our noble messenger, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, including, أُمِرْتُ أَنْ أُقَاتِلَ النَّاسَ حَتَّى يَشْهَدُوا أَنَّ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَأَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ. I have been commanded to fight the people until they testify that there is no deity but Allah and that Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. What do we do with the zeal of the ummah of jihad and martyrdom and the brave of its sons who have been forged by hardships and adversity? Allah Almighty has made clear the nature and truth of the conflict with the Jewish entity, as did the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his noble companions, foremost among them Sa'd bin Mu'ad, the chief of the Ansar, may Allah be pleased with him, and his judgment on the Jews of Banu Qurayza. It is an existential and principled conflict imposed by belief and the constants of our ideology, confirmed by the reality of the crimes committed by the Jews, their leader roars and threatens, declaring he will not allow the return of the Khilafah Caliphate because he is fully aware that its establishment would erase him and his entity from existence. Rushing to appease the international community led by America, which supplies the Jewish entity with every type of weapon, so remains the spearhead of kufr, disbelief in its war against Islam, is a hastening toward the abyss and demolition of the sacrifices of nearly 2 million martyrs whose slogan and hope was to establish Islamic rule on the ruins of the former regime and then liberate all of Palestine from the filth of the Jews. This policy pretends the danger of losing the support of Allah, who carried us victorious to Damascus. It also warns of losing the popular base, the natural and original force with the power to change balances of power. If the leadership strays from the constants that were declared throughout the revolution, seeking the favor of the international community, submitting to its decision and succumbing to its dictates in the hope of the mirage of lifting sanctions used as a filthy blackmail tool for submission and surrender and raising the white flag before the fiercest enemies, brings nothing but disgrace in this world and a severe reckoning in the hereafter. It is a dangerous slide that must be condemned, for its danger affects not only the current administration but also the revolutionaries, the sacrifices, and all the honorable people of the Ummah. So is there anyone who will heed the warning before it is too late? It was America that led the protection of the tyrant Assad's regime, supporting him through tools, agents, and stooges with every method and means of oppression against the people of Asham, the Levant, so that they would abandon their revolution and demand to overthrow the old regime. Has America suddenly transformed from a ravenous wolf and a vicious beast into a gentle lamb and a friend whose affection is sought and whose approval is pursued? Taking principled positions, especially on fateful issues, is the duty of the moment and the necessity of the phase. The symbolism of Hashem and its revolution lives in the heart of every Muslim. How could it not, when it reignited their hope and their zeal to unify the Muslims under the shade of a state that implements the Quran and restores to us the memories of decisive battles? Our struggle with the Jews is inevitable, and the decisive confrontation is coming. No matter how delayed, the issue of Palestine is a purely Islamic issue, and its responsibility lies with the sons of the Ummah, foremost among them the officers of the armies and the people of power and protection across the lands of Islam from east to west. It is time for them to take a stand for Allah and for history to topple the thrones that protect the Jewish entity, to mobilize armies to demolish its first lines of defense, and to establish the Islamic State and restore the dignity of Muslims. America and the West will not liberate us from their own enslavement, nor will Palestine be liberated by policies of disgrace, surrender, or appeasement of the enemies of the Deen and the Quran. Liberation will only come through the Khilafah State that truly implements Islam, mobilizes armies in support of the Deen, and defends the oppressed Muslims throughout the East and the West. To this great good we call the Muslims, reminding them of Allah's promise of the ascendancy of this deen and the glad tidings of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam of the return of the Khilafah, while the noses of Netanyahu, his entity, his soldiers, their protectors, and their allies are rubbed in the dirt, so that victory may follow patience, honor may follow humiliation, and empowerment may follow decades of degradation and betrayal. Allah Almighty said, وعد الله الذين آمنوا منكم وعملوا الصالحات ليستخلفنهم في الأرض كما استخلف الذين من قبلهم وليمكنن لهم دينهم الذي ارتضى لهم وليبدلنهم من بعد خوفهم أمنا يعبدونني لا يشركون بي شيئا ومن كفر بعد ذلك فأولئك هم الفاسقون. Allah has promised those who have believed among you and done righteous deeds that he will surely grant them succession to authority upon the earth, just as he granted it to those before them, and that he will surely establish for them therein their religion, which he has preferred for them, and that he will surely substitute for them after their fear security, for they worship me, not associating anything with me, but whoever disbelieves after that, then those are the defiantly disobedient. An-Nur 55, Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir in Wilaya, Syria.